Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about some native grass and list all the upcoming extension events, like the next Teach and Taste class, October 15th. But first, for today's Did You Know, that 4-H enrollment starts October 1 for the new 4-H year. 4-H is more than just a program. It's a place where you can grow, make a difference, and have a blast along the way. Join a community where you're valued and supported. Be a part of a community 4-H club. Connect with mentors that all encourage your growth and success. Discover your passions and create unforgettable memories with all the different project areas, like crafts and photography, or sewing and cooking and livestock and so much more. The 4-H calendar begins October 1 and concludes on September 30th. Youth who turn 7 before January 1 of the current 4-H year may enroll. Youth that turn 19 before January 1 of the current 4-H year are also eligible to enroll. You can find out all the details at our extension office. In my extension news, you don't have to drive far to see the visual effects along the roadways and neighboring native pastures from the moisture we've received here in McPherson County over the past 3 months. Our native grasses are in big-time reproduction mode. The grass stems are tall, and there are as many seed heads across the prairie as I've ever seen before. One can easily see the distinct turkey foot seed head of the big blue stem and the Indian feather of the Indian grass. I think it is safe to say that the drought is over. Livestock producers are now thinking about weaning springborn calves and getting the fall cow work complete. Preparing for the winter months to come is now on every livestock producer's mind. In my farming news, with the current rains, volunteer wheat is thriving, and farmers have had a hard time working or spraying their fields to kill all their volunteer wheat that has come up in their wheat fields. Remember, we need a 2-week bridge of no green in our fields to ensure the control of the wheat curl mite and its spread of the wheat streak mosaic virus. Farmers still have time, if it dries out, to be a good neighbor and work down their volunteer wheat before the wheat planting time comes in October. And on our extension calendar, K-State Extension McPherson County is pleased to offer the first month-long series of exploration courses. These courses are open to all youth within the community, ages 6 and up. Coming in October, we will have a wildlife course, starting off with a visit to the Maxwell Wildlife Refuge, and then 3 nightly meetings involving a short lesson and activity for all. Registration is due by October 1st, with a cost of $10 per child. Our next Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, October 15th, starting at 6:30, right here at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside, here in McPherson. Come learn how to make lasagna soup. This class is always free and hands-on. And for our McPherson County Farmers Market goers, we have ended the season for the McPherson County Farmers Market, and I would like to thank all the vendors and McPherson County Market goers for making this year's Farmers Market a success. Plan now for next year's McPherson County Farmers Market that will start up the end of May or the 1st of June. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.